Hello, everyone. Welcome to another exciting edition of the Planet Pickleball Show. We love having you, and we appreciate every one of you. We saw our stats for March, and just more and more of you are joining in, and that tells me not only do we have a bunch of great people out there, but you guys love pickleball. And nothing like a good old game of pickleball to bring everybody together, make them happy, make them forget their troubles in life, and just share their good times. But I'm glad you all are here. And I want to reach out. I think it's very important to reach around the areas of the country and to thank each group of people for joining us. So as I go through this list, you'll get an idea of where each of you are. I'm in Florida myself, up here in a city called Ponte Vedra, which is halfway between Jacksonville and St. Augustine, and we have a Jacksonville station, FM 90.3. So Jacksonville, my fellow neighbors, welcome, welcome. And Tampa, Florida, more Florida folks on AM 1630 and FM 92.1. We love it. We love it. Welcome. And then we'll spring to the out west in the big town of Las Vegas, Nevada, AM 1520 and FM 99.5. Welcome, Las Vegas. Roll 'em high, baby. Roll 'em high. And Macon, Georgia, coming back to the East Coast on AM 810 and FM 87.9. Welcome, Macon, Georgia. That's where my dad is from. Good city. I liked it. I like Macon and Brunswick, too. I like them both. Been there many times over the years. How about Lancaster, Pennsylvania, where my sister used to live, on AM 1640 and FM 102.1? Lancaster, been there several times. Nice town. I like it. And then we're going all the way. Man, we're just zinging all over the place. We're going back to Boulder, Colorado. How about FM 96.3? All the Boulder, Colorado folks, and Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Oh, my goodness, FM 90.3. Welcome, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And then back to my second football team. Of course, being I'm in the Northeast Florida area, you know, got to be a Jacksonville Jaguars supporter. But I'm going to tell you something. I've had a lot of personal contact with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I'll tell you what, I think that when they say that's a fine football team, the Pittsburgh Steelers are one of the finest teams I've ever had personal contact with, and I've had several. I could tell you a story one day, but it goes back to being especially in the concession stands of all places. But I think one of the best games I've ever seen with the Jacksonville Jaguars has been when they played the Pittsburgh Steelers in Jacksonville. Great bunch of folks. So pat yourselves on the back. And how about Long Beach, California? Let's go all the way as far as we can go without going into the Pacific Ocean. On FM 101.5. Long Beach, welcome. And now, the big one. Back to Florida, my fellow Floridians. How about the Villages? The Villages of Florida. Yes, sir. Coming to you on FM 97.7. You Villagers, I tell you what, you got a reputation for loving pickleball. There's thousands of you that love pickleball. And you love pickleball, and we love you. Let me tell you, it goes hand in hand. But welcome the Villages. Colorado Springs, Colorado, on FM 87.9. Colorado Springs, never been there, but I heard some good things about it. And then Washington, D.C. We always hear about Washington, D.C. Unfortunately, Biden is somehow involved in it. But if you get rid of him, all of a sudden it's a great town on FM 96.7. So everybody, welcome, whether you're on the West Coast, on the East Coast, down here in sunny Florida, and or just wherever you are, or you're rolling that roulette table, you just putting your money down and that little white ball is just scooting all over. I hope it comes down that you got all your fortune on 00 and that's where it lands. Pays 35-1 odds, clean up, go home, and just feel good. Have filet mignon for dinner tonight. Anyway, welcome everyone to the Planet Pickleball Show. And speaking of pickleball, we have a lot of activity on the site. We're trying to improve it. You know, we're not trying to make radical changes. We want to just keep making it better and better and better because we own up to something. Not too many people will do this, but we're an honest group, and we want to always be known as a group that levels straight up on the table. We're new, and we don't have near the membership that we want. And that's what we're looking at doing, is making you aware of the dating website that is pretty much embracing pickleball as its central core focus, bringing people together who have the common interest of pickleball. And there's loads of single people out there who want to meet someone, they want companionship, or they just want to find a pickleball partner. They just don't have the connections. Well, look no further. Pickleball Date is here. But pickleballdate.net. Pickleballdate.net. And we're offering some terrific deals. I mean, to get people to take a look at us. Come in and know that you're not spending a lot of money for something new. You're spending money, yes, but you're helping us to grow, and we're going to lower the rates, and we're going to make you the deals that will help us step up and encourage you to join us, because we want to grow together. That's the key, growing together. And we go so far as to say, if you'll take us up on our offer, we're going to lock in your rates. Once you join, that's it. Your rate is locked. You will not be subject to another rate hike. You're locking in for life, folks. That's what it boils down to, whether it's a quarterly plan, an annual plan, or whether it's a pay once. We have what we call the lifetime plan. You pay one price, and you're it for the rest of your life. And that's not bad. And I was looking at some dating sites today, from Match.com to Silver Singles to a whole bunch of others. And I saw one on Facebook. I can't remember the name of it, but they were talking about, you know, working a deal. They've been charging full price for quite a while. And now they're dropping their rate. If you'll go from a monthly plan to a quarterly plan, they'll give you 50% off. And I'm thinking, now that don't seem right, that you don't mind taking people's money at full price, and then later on you want to get your sales up, so you then undercut the people who already got in and offer 50% off. If you'd already joined that site, you don't get that. It's only new people coming in. It's like a come-on, a teaser. Well, I don't mind a little teasing, but when it comes to money, don't tease me. I'll leave you. I mean, it's just that simple. Yeah, I'm out the door. I don't care how good you are. You're not that good. Don't tease me with special prices that you give to people who came in after I did, and yet you say, well, sorry, Dan, but you're an existing customer, so you don't get the special rate. No, we don't do that here. When you come in, you're going to always get the lowest possible rate, and we guarantee it. We lock you in. So you're immune from inflationary price hikes and every other excuse that people come up with. You pay a price. Now, are we going to say that the prices that people come in next year are going to be higher? Well, they probably will be. Not exceedingly higher, but as we add more and more people, we go bigger and bigger. Yes, there will be rate hikes, but here's the thing. You who already got in already have the lowest price, and you're locked in, you're guaranteed. It'll be the same for those people that come in that at the present is a higher price, but they will be locked in against future rate hikes above them, and that will happen. It's just like a normal evolution, you know. But we believe in being fair, and we want you to join us. We want to make pickleballdate.net the premier dating site, and we love pickleball. And pickleball, folks, as you well know, is one of the fastest growing, if not the fastest growing sport in the world. I mean, it's like everybody just loves it. If we could only find a way to put this this aura, this excitement, this motivation into a pill form, we're going to make trillions. And if we do, we'll come up with a way to share the revenue. But, I mean, it's just, it's that valuable. And it's just something about pickleball. I cannot explain it. So that's where we are, folks. Take a look at pickleballdate.net. Go have a look. It doesn't hurt you. Won't take but a couple of seconds of your time, but go take a look. If you see something that you really like, hey, we'd like to know about that. You can send us an email at hello@pickleballdate.net. Let me give it to you again because you might not remember it. Hello, H-E-L-L-O, at pickleballdate.net. That's all we need. Just let us know. And if you see something you don't like, hey, we're big boys and girls. Tell us about it. Tell us what you don't like because you may be helping us to make the site better, and that's what it's all about. That takes priority. Will it make the site better? Give it a thought. We'd love to hear from you. Anyway, I'm joined by my co-host, Joe Sammarco, today, and Joe's got any number of exciting tips because, as I said the last time, this guy's a pro at pickleball. He enters tournaments. He wins tournaments. So I'd say nobody better suited to tell you about the sport than Joe. And I'm getting better. As many of you know, I had double hip replacement here within the past 6 months. So I can't exactly get out on the court and jump around, but I can't wait for another 6 to 8 months where I'm healed up and I can get out there too because I want to learn how to play the sport. And for those of you who are already there and just going strong, keep doing what you're doing, brother. Keep doing it. Don't let up. But anyway, Joe Sammarco, the pickleball champion of the United States, welcome to the show and give us some exciting news.
Well, Dan, thank you very much for that, again, wonderful introduction. I hope to be champion one day, but no, just kidding. It's all fun, whether you win or lose, ladies and gentlemen. You know, a lot of us, like myself, we love to compete. You do the best you can. You walk away, and you're still friends with your opponents. And that's the greatest thing about pickleball is everybody has a good time, win or lose. And it's just a lot of fun. And, of course, if you've been playing, you know that. Everybody that plays out there knows that. And that's really the best part about the game, Dan, is that everybody has a great time and enjoys themselves. Now, the one thing that we never want to do on the pickleball court is get hurt. And, you know, lately I've had just not a lot of people, maybe two or three. One came up to me this morning and just happens to be my female partner when I do play in a tournament. And she was complaining that she twisted her lower side at the in her lower back. And I said, well, that's your TFL muscle. And I found that out from, you know, getting stretched myself. The pros that stretched me told me all about it. It can affect your, you know, your hip. It can affect your quads, all the way down to your feet, your ankles, your calves, just about any part of the leg and the lower back. And by pressing on that down there where the pain is, and twisting a little bit as you're doing it and rocking back and forth, even putting a ball on it, Dan, and rolling back and forth on the floor. Now, I know that's a little painful for a lot of people that aren't used to, you know, rolling. I have a foam roller that I do twice a day, and I'm used to rolling. But people that have never done that, you know, at first it's going to be painful, but the more you do it, it's going to loosen that up. So what happens is, most of the minor injuries, and I call them minor, and a lot of it's age-related, but it's still minor stuff. It's not like you tore your Achilles or something major that happens in you know, contact sports. But, you know, what happens here is you want to release that joint in there. It's hung up, and when you can do that and really work on it, it frees up your ankle, your feet, your hamstrings, your quads, and your hip flexors. And so there's certain little exercises that you can do, Dan, that, you know, it's what I call a pre-stretch. You want to go mildly before you do a workout. And then once you've done your pickleball game, then you should really get on the floor for at least 30 minutes and get yourself a yoga mat. And as you're on that yoga mat, there's a technique called yin yoga, Y-I-N. It's been around thousands of years. And the yogis, which are, you know, basically what we call the gurus, the monks, that, you know, the ones that live in the Himalaya Mountains high up near Mount Everest, they've been doing it for thousands of years, practicing this. And it's also a form of meditation. So at the same time that you're helping your body, and you're getting your joints and your muscles all back in a line, because it's all about alignment, Dan. If you can keep your body aligned, then you know you're going to feel good. Your joints are going to work good. Your organs are going to work good. Your respiratory is going to be better. Your heart rate is going to be better. Everything is just better. So it's all about alignment. So you want to lay on your mat. And you want to take that little ball and then just roll it wherever the pain is, just mildly roll around in a circle about 10 times and then go the opposite direction about 10 times. And do that about two or three times a day. And as you do it more, you're going to see that it hurts less and you're going to release that those joints in there that are hung up. And once you start doing that, you're going to be able to get back out on the pickleball court. Instead of just feeling stiff, you're going to be able to move freely. You're increasing mobility and flexibility. So these are some of the little things, Dan, not major things. You don't need to run to a doctor. You don't need to run to a physical therapist or a chiropractor. And you certainly don't need to spend money on massage like some people do to think that that's the cure-all. Massages, now don't get me wrong, massages are terrific. Yes, they are, but it's not something that you need to do constantly every day. You need to do it when you need to do it, and it is tremendously beneficial. I think massages and stretches, getting massage and getting stretched every now and then, it's worth the small price that it costs to do that, for ones that can do it. I would highly recommend it. But for everyday living, a little tennis ball will do. If you have a little tennis ball, it's perfect. They do make special yoga balls for it. But if you don't have access to that, a small little tennis ball, and just roll on that joint and increase the pressure. And just like if you're sitting in a car, take your tennis ball, put it where that pain is, and lean back, and then as you're driving, roll it. And you are going to be amazed at the results. Basically cost you nothing except your time. If you're driving in a car, you have the time anyway. And if you're at home doing nothing, you could be on your computer and still doing a little roll around, or basically just watching TV or whatever you feel like doing, listening to music. So those are the little things that I would highly recommend to help people in their endeavors to stay healthy. And believe me, it is healthy to do this. So because it not only affects the joints and releases and reduces inflammation, but it also helps the organs of your body and reduces inflammation in your kidneys, on your liver, every joint, every muscle, and every organ in your body. So that's today's little tip, Dan, and I wanted to make a big announcement that the Planet Pickleball Show is now going to be announcing coming this fall, and we're shooting for the fall. We want time to put all this together, but sometime in the fall, the Planet Pickleball Show will be forming the Planet Pickleball League. You heard it first right here, right now. The first time that we've announced this, I don't even think Dan knew about this. As a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't even know about this till about an hour ago, until the idea popped in my head. I was so excited. I wanted to save all the excitement for the show today. And we're going to be basically forming and running the Planet Pickleball League. It'll be a league of pickleball players nationwide competing against each other. And it's unbelievable, the idea that we're going to be coming up with. And, you know, we're going to have shirts. We're going to have a lot of prizes. And for the championship game, we'll make the big announcement when the league kicks off sometime in the fall as to where that's going to be and all other things involved with it. And it's very, very exciting, Dan, simply because you can form this league and have teams in each area. So I'll give you an example. So let's say we're in Tampa, Florida, and there is a bunch of pickleball players that join the Planet Pickleball League. So we're looking to shoot for about 16 teams in each division. So when I say a division is based on your rating as a pickleball player. So usually when pickleball players start out, they start out at like a 2.0, then it goes to 2.5, 3.0, 3.5, 4.0, 4.5, and tops out usually in the amateur ranks at 5.0. Now, the professional ranks, they go beyond 6.0, and then they're professional. So, but in the amateur ranks, which is what we're looking for this league that's going to be comprised of skill levels and age levels as well. So if you're 75 years old, you're going to have the opportunity to compete with people that are in similar ages as yourself rather than competing against 20-year-olds across the country. But there's something for everybody, and every age group qualifies. So it's going to be a point system, and the way it's going to work is Team A, that could be in Tampa, Florida, versus Team B in Phoenix, Arizona, can compete against each other on a Saturday. Points will be accumulated, and you know, that'll be who determines which team wins that event. Now, at the end of the season, there'll be a playoff, just like there is in football, basketball, baseball. There'll be the top teams will be playing off, and then we're going to have Super Bowl, basically, of pickleball. And that will be announced as to when, where, and what time at a later date once we really get this going. But, Dan, this is very exciting because people can now compete against each other on a nationwide basis but do not have to participate in person. So it would be very difficult for people in Phoenix, Arizona, to travel to Tampa, Florida, or vice versa, you know, every week. But if you can do it, say, on a Saturday, we will designate probably Saturday or a Sunday as that day that it will happen, or both days, you know, and you can stay in your home territory, but you're still competing with people across the nation in the same league. I think that is a tremendous idea. The point system started not too long ago, but it's been growing in popularity. Everybody that I talk to loves a point system, but nobody's ever come up with the idea of doing it on a big time basis. But Dan, we're going to be kicking this off, and more announcements to be made. This is very, very, very exciting. So I'm looking forward to it. I know our listeners out there now, Dan is going to give the email address. We want to hear from you folks. We had very good response last week on the product review that I did on basically, I think, about a half a dozen paddles at least, and people had really good feedback, and we're hoping now to get even better feedback this week on some of these other ideas. But we want to hear from you. We also want suggestions, and send us an email. Tell us, and all you have to do in the email is say, yes, I want to participate in your Planet Pickleball League. We just want you to say that if you've made up your mind, and I hope that you do. And we hope to have the biggest group of people all over the nation, and we're going to kick this off, you know, like we said, in the fall. We're very excited. We're making headway, and there's going to be so many exciting things coming up in the next few months, Dan. This is just one of the great ideas that the Planet Pickleball Show is going to kick off. We've got a lot of them, and I mean a lot of them, but this is just one of them. But we're going to be talking, you know, mergers, acquisitions, and you name it. But we're out there firing on all cylinders right now. So, Dan, that's what I have to say for today. And what do you think of that idea?
Well, I'm glad I was sitting down. Wow, that is incredible. I mean, if that won't get this this group going, nothing will. And just think of, you know, with that going on, just think of all the people out there that aren't married and are looking to meet somebody. What a fabulous opportunity to get involved with pickleballdate.net. Always a good time. And grow with us and then start participating in some of these activities as we roll them out.
Yeah, Dan, that's what I was thinking, too. You know, it's going to bring people together. And, you know, and the ones that don't want to play in the league, that's fine, because guess what we're going to need? We're going to need people to referee, you know, so each match will have a referee. Eventually we'll get to line judges when you get to the final games. But so this is all really important stuff. And people that don't want to, you know, play, they could volunteer to, in which they people usually do volunteer to be referees and whatnot. But this is something that people can enjoy, and maybe by doing that, they'll get interested in the game and want to play pickleball. And also, they may want to just go to pickleballdate.net and see all the benefits of pickleballdate.net. We also have an affiliate program where even if you're not a member of pickleballdate.net, you could still earn handsome commissions by recruiting others to join. And I believe that, you know, the last 2-3 shows, Dan has talked extensively about that. And, you know, we'll continue as time goes on. But so we have a program for that, too. So something for everybody, as we always say.
Absolutely. And, you know, Joe, let me inject, speaking of that, the last affiliate program, there's really two programs that we run. We run the affiliate program where if you join pickleballdate.net, you can refer your friends, families, as many people as you can, and they go under you, and you earn a commission every time they pay dues. It's like a referral. And the other program we have, we call it the marketing program, where we're looking for people who have connections with larger groups of people, like in the hundreds and even thousands. And you don't have to be part of a pickleball group. It could be anything. It could be you're the head benefits and program director of General Motors or Ford Motor or IBM or Microsoft. It doesn't matter. If you've got connections with large numbers of people, then the marketing program is for you, because that does not require membership in pickleballdate.net. If that sounds like something you'd be interested in, then by all means, send us that email to hello@pickleballdate.net and indicate your interest. I would like more information on the marketing program. And someone from pickleballdate.net will be promptly in touch with you to describe it. And we're about to roll that feature out, you know, within the next, I'd say, couple of weeks. So we're already taking names. We've got a waiting list. And, you know, we'd love to see that list just grow, grow, grow. It's kind of like the new version of Apple, you know, like the iPhone 2300 coming out. You know, it'll be out in 3 or 4 weeks, and everybody's jumping on the waiting list. That's what we want to see with our marketing program, because this thing is going to be great. And, you know, we're looking at all ways to get pickleballdate.net to grow and bring in members. That's what we want. We want membership. If you're part of the membership group, the more members we have, the more we can offer. And that's just the bottom line. But that's what we want to do, folks. So, again, that email address is hello pickleballdate.net. And Joe, with that, we're going to have to wind her down. Our 30 minutes is up. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. We'll be back next week with another exciting edition of the Planet Pickleball Show. Meanwhile, enjoy the rest of your week. Make it safe, make it happy, and best of all, love pickleball. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.